Welcome to an Artrageous bonus episode, a not-so-weekly episode about something random Carrie wants to talk about.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a bonus episode of Artrageous. I am sitting here in my kitchen dining room, actually in the process of working on a piece for my mom for Mother's Day for the second time. So the story and why I decided to start recording this real quick while I'm working. So apologies for any weird, you know, disconnected thoughts, and sorry for the audio quality. That's because I'm recording this on my phone, you know, just disclaimers on everything that's happening as I'm recording this. But I just wanted to do a quick random little bonus episode to just quickly talk about perfectionism, because as I was sitting here working on this piece, today is Sunday, so Mother's Day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm supposed to go over to my parents' place and make dinner for them later. But I am working on this piece for the second time. And the reason I'm working on it for the second time is because I was working on it last night. You know, I was so ready to get it done early. I mean, a day early for Mother's Day. But then when I went to go clean it up and put it in the frame this morning, I used Windex, and apparently Windex does a fantastic job of not only getting rid of fingerprints, but also what I drew on the surface of this glass piece. And so I was sitting there and I thought, well, crap, I just destroyed this piece that I made for my mom, and I have to go over to their place in a few hours to make dinner for them for Mother's Day. So what am I going to do? Because I don't want to show up at mom's house with nothing for Mother's Day. I mean, I'm going to bring ingredients over to make dinner. Maybe I could pick up some flowers if they aren't all picked over. But, you know, I worked hard on this piece. I want to give her this piece, except now it's in a total state of non-existence, because once I ruined it a little bit, I just completely wiped the whole thing. And as someone who is a perfectionist, someone who takes really strong pride in their work, it's tough. You know, you work on something for a few hours, you get kind of connected to it, you're so excited about it, and then something goes wrong. And then rather than fix a small portion of the painting, I decided to redo the entire thing. So here we are, sitting here at the kitchen table, trying to redo this thing real quick. And it got me thinking about perfectionism as an artist. Or even just perfectionism in general, you know, that combination of OCD perfectionism, where everything has to look great, everything has to be a certain way, because you just take pride in your work. And so that got me thinking as I'm sitting here, you know, with this podcast, I try to keep it towards the crazy stories in the art and design world. In my world, this is a little bit crazy that I'm sitting here doing this, but it's also not like an official like news story, and it's more of like a personal experience. So I am keeping this as a bonus episode. I will release another full normal episode on Thursday that's kind of more normal programming. But I also, you know, kind of feel like this platform, you know, a lot of people have social media that they speak out on. Well, podcasting is mine, because I can't get into the social media thing. I've tried, I fail. So I decided that I am going to just sit here and record this podcast, or this little mini bonus episode, while actually working on a piece for the first time in God knows how long. So as I'm sitting here working on this piece, I started thinking about perfectionism. You know, what got me to this point that I am sitting here redoing this entire piece and not just a section? And I figured, you know, maybe it's something that a lot of creatives, or maybe some creatives, can relate to, where, you know, because I think it stems from a lot of things. My brain probably won't allow me to articulate all of them while I'm sitting here working. But, you know, just let's talk about it for a quick minute, or let me talk about it and you maybe listen or turn this podcast episode off about halfway through. But I got to thinking about perfectionism, and this whole situation in particular reminded me of a time back in college. It was freshman year of college. I was in a drawing class, and school was in Columbus, home was in Cincinnati. I had come home for the weekend. It was a Sunday afternoon before I needed to drive back. And on Monday for my drawing class, I had a project that was due. So I'm standing in my parents' kitchen working on this piece. And a similar situation happened, except for that time it was, I really didn't like the way it was turning out. It was we were doing some kind of anatomy thing. It was some gouache paint on top of some thin, clear whatever. So week one, we had done a skeletal drawing. And then week two, we had to do the muscle overlays to kind of understand figure anatomy. But regardless, at the end of the day, I decided, crap, I hate how this piece is turning out. And with my OCD and perfectionism, I said, screw it. I am going to take it was gouache, so I could take just water, but I think I took Windex too. And I cleaned this clear acetate off. I just wiped the whole thing and started over. And at the time, my mom was like, oh my God, what did you just do? You have to go back to school soon. How are you not panicking? And I'll admit, back in high school, back in especially middle school, but especially high school, I would have absolutely freaked out. I probably would have gone into a corner or something, gotten really frustrated over this project, cried about it a little bit, but I had this moment where I'm like, you know what? Crying isn't going to help. The stress just isn't worth it. By the time I sit crying and freaking out over it, I could probably have this whole thing, or at least most of this thing, at least back to where I was at the point that I wiped it off, except looking better. So I just stood at the kitchen counter and completely redid this piece. Now, that's kind of the situation I'm in right now, where by wiping away all this paint on this glass surface, I decided that screw it, I'm going to redo it. I'm going to get it done. It's going to be, I liked how it was before, but it's going to be better than it was in its destroyed state. And I'm going to feel a lot better about it at the end of the day. So I ended up, I'm sitting here working on this, which is why some of this talking is a little disconnected. But it got me thinking about perfectionism as an artist. It is something that I have struggled with my entire art career. Actually, probably, no, not even art career, but just my entire life. And when thinking on that concept, even to this day, I still shudder a little bit. I want everything to be perfect, especially if it's something that has my name on it that I take pride in. In my world, I think things need to be perfect. I get this idea in my head that this is my standard for myself. This is my expectation for myself. This is how I want this thing to turn out. And anything less than that is unacceptable. That is a very destructive and honestly crippling mindset that over the years, sorry, I'm flipping this piece around as I'm working on it, so you might hear some shuffling. But that is a very crippling mindset that I just got myself into, and on top of that, if you are a kid that's always, especially in the art world, it's like, wow, you're so talented, you're so great. Well, then the next time you do a piece, you don't want to do anything less than great. Yeah, you don't want to disappoint people. At least that's the mindset that I was in. I don't know. I'm hoping maybe someone else can relate. I'm hoping I'm not just my own weird person in my own weird world. But if it's something someone can relate to, this podcast and me talking about it might be for you. There might be a helpful tidbit in here. I don't know. I could just be rambling. But the problem with that is that it leads to panic and stress and overall just discontent with what you're working on. And I realized today when I decided to wipe off the entire surface and just start over that that's okay. There was no panic. There was no freaking out moment. Yeah, it kind of sucked that I got rid of this work that I did for probably 2-3 hours last night. Thinking about it, I don't even want to think about how many hours I have maybe not wasted, but how much time I have spent striving for perfection when perfection wasn't necessarily the goal. And the reason I say perfection isn't the goal is because I work in corporate America. I work for a absolutely huge company. And over the last few years, I have learned that sometimes it's not perfection that matters. There's a concept that sometimes good enough is enough. Getting something done that's maybe in my world, not perfect, getting something done is more important than having a piece that's absolutely perfect 90% of the way done. So what I mean is, like, you have a slideshow that's 100 slides. If you have 90 absolutely perfect slides, but you're missing those last 10 slides, people are going to notice that a lot more than if you have all 100 slides, but maybe the animation didn't quite trigger correctly on this one slide, or the alignment on that one with the text box and the graphic is just a little bit off. People don't care. They really don't. And that's hard for me as a designer to think about because, you know, I'm a designer, I'm an artist. I notice details. I want everything to be perfect, especially because in my world, for some dumb reason, my brain thinks, oh, the work you put out there is a reflection of you. Yes, that's true. But if perfectionism, here, I'm going to put my pen away because I'm not actually drawing and it's just drying out. But at the end of the day, you know, I really think that it comes down to, yes, it comes down to the work you put out there, but it's also how you do it, the timeliness. You know, there's that concept of pick three. You can either have something done good, something done fast, and something done cheap, but you can only pick two. If you pick good and fast, it's going to be expensive. So, you know, there's this whole concept of perfectionism, and you have to pick and choose. Well, as I was sitting here working on this project, I realized that, you know, especially for my mom, who loves me to pieces and thinks that I could literally draw, okay, maybe I couldn't literally draw a squiggly line on a piece of paper and she'd think it would be great. But like, I could pretty much draw almost anything and she would think it was, you know, the next Mona Lisa. A little bit of an exaggeration, but you kind of get the point, is that in my mind, you know, same thing happens with work, tying it back to that PowerPoint scenario, is that at the end of the day, people think a lot more of your work than you do. I have found, you know, the saying that I am my own worst critic. That is so true. I look at things that I do and I absolutely hate them, or I see 1,000 things wrong with them. And other people look at it and they just say, wow, this is so good. And, you know, even if I have a direct conversation with them, say, oh, yeah, thank you. That's really awesome. You know, I'm glad you think that. But, oh, look at this little, you know, I shoot myself in my own foot and I say, oh, yeah, I struggled a little bit with, you know, this portion over here. And that didn't turn out quite the way I envisioned. And yet they're like, oh, well, I never would have noticed it until you pointed it out. And even then, I still don't see what you're talking about. It looks great. You know, that's the kind of thing that as an artist you get into. And I realized that perfectionism turns into a double-edged sword. Or maybe, you know, there's two sides to perfectionism. Perfectionism is a blessing and a curse, because by being a perfectionist, it made me completely redo this entire piece. You know, thinking about it, maybe not the best use of my time, but it's for mom, so it matters. But if you apply that to other situations, there might not be time. Time in the world, you know, when it comes to art, when it comes to business, time is always valuable. And I might not always have that time. I have gotten into many situations with work, with anything, where time is just not on my side, and my perfectionism and strive for perfection causes me to take more time than I probably should. Slows down the process. Things don't get as done as quick. It's just a downstream trickle effect. But on the flip side, because I was in that mindset of, oh my gosh, this is for mom, it has to be perfect, I want it to be perfect, whether or not it has to be perfect, that's on me, that's a subjective thing. But in my mind, I wanted it to be perfect. With this project, I ended up completely starting over, wiping things away. And while I probably could have freaked out about it and realized, like, oh my gosh, you know, now I have less time, by going through that process, you know, the medium I'm working in, I don't want to talk about it too much because it's a new project, new idea, and I don't really want to talk about it too much more in terms of me and what I'm doing because I want to make this podcast relatable. But what I realized is that with this medium that I'm working with, at first I thought that, like, okay, you lay a line down and it's permanent. It's done. If you make a mistake, you're just going to have to learn to work with it, fix it, blend it in. But I just realized that by wiping everything away, wait a minute. Those mistakes that I may make when creating a piece, there is a way to erase mistakes and I don't have to sit there and live with them. Granted, flip side of that, I could probably go down a tunnel of being super detailed and, again, use more time. But I did also in that process learn that, oh, if I make a mistake, it's not the end of the world because I can go back and fix it rather than just throwing away a whole piece. Long term down the road could result in me not having to scrap an entire larger piece. Keep in mind, the one I'm working on is about 8x8, but I have plans to turn this even bigger. An 8x8 is less than the size of a sheet of paper, but I have plans of maybe doing a really big one that's like a 30x40, or, you know, which is kind of like the size of a TV. So, okay, well, what happens if I would have got, if this wouldn't have happened and I wouldn't be sitting here reworking on this? And I got to the bigger piece and I ran into a catastrophic mistake. Say the pen I'm using explodes. I don't even know. But I would have had to just scrap the whole piece and start over. If I wouldn't, and that would be if I would not have discovered what I discovered today. So by going through this process, by saying to hell with it, with perfectionism and just wiping it all off and doing it again, I was able to learn something about this artistic process that's going to save me later down the road. Now, that's very specific to the artistic process, but the lesson here is that sometimes while perfectionism may hold you back, there are perks to it. So I don't want people to think, I think that's a misconception, is that perfectionism is just a complete negative. It's not. It is kind of negative. I do sometimes tend to see, you know, more cons than pros. But in this case, I'm really seeing the pro with it and saying that by going through this process, I learned something. And at the end of the day, I think that's more important than having a perfect piece.
I'm going to take a quick break right here while I kind of somewhat formulate the rest of my thoughts, but I'll be back in just a second. Okay, so I did want to talk about one more thing real quick that kind of crossed my mind as I was sitting here musing on all of this stuff. And you know, you guys know me, I go down tangents, and this might be another one, but I think it might also be kind of topical to what we're talking about.
This art piece that I'm working on is probably the first art piece that I've done since October of last year. So October of last year, you know, I was decorating for Halloween and I wanted some apothecary bottles or labels or something. But even going online, even going to Etsy, I didn't really quite see what I was looking for. And I realized that, hey, I'm a creative. I can do stuff. Like I can make things. If it doesn't exist in the world, I'm going to make it. And so I created, I think it was 9 or 10 different bottle labels. But yeah, so that was the last creative thing that I did. And if we think about it, October 2022 to now it's Mother's Day, which is May of 2023. That's what? 6 months? 7 months? A little bit more? I'm not doing the math right now. I'm terrible at math. But if you think about it, that is at least 6 months of not using my creative abilities that honestly, I went to college for it and I'm not even using that. I mean, I use creativity and I use those skill sets every day for my full-time job, but I haven't made any like art type stuff. And so, you know, relating this back to perfectionism and kind of the topic of this weird bonus episode is that sometimes perfectionism can get you into a point where you can't create or you don't want to create because you set yourself up with the mindset that, oh, it's not going to be perfect or I'm not as good as so-and-so on social media. So you just don't do it. My situation is a little bit like that. Also, it's because I'm super busy. You know, I started a podcast, which I love doing. I get tired of being creative after having to be creative for 40 hours a week in my full-time job. I talk myself out of it. I don't have time. I want to do other things. If anyone owns a house, you might know that things come up on the house that, oh, that shed in the backyard needs repainting. But then that turns into, ooh, yeah, the lattice work on the side looks terrible. So let's rip it. So it just goes down a rabbit hole. So for a creative, it can be horrible. To be frank, it can be just awful. And you can find yourself very easily in this cycle of not, pardon my French, not getting shit done. And there's all these excuses in life to not create. I think that's all well and good. Life is an okay excuse. But one excuse that I have struggled with that might not be as okay is social media. We are living in a digital world where we are surrounded by Instagram and TikTok and all these other social media platforms that all these artists are posting to. I will sit there and I will scroll social media probably for longer than I should. And my art account, on Instagram, I have my art account, I have my personal account. My art account is following a whole bunch of really fantastic, amazing artists that I absolutely adore and love. Some of them I have pieces, like I actually went and bought pieces. They're around my house. I love them. But at the same time, with the artists I follow, a lot of them, what they do really speaks to me. There's wildlife artists, which directly relate to what I do. And then you have the wildlife artists that do paintings, some do colored pencils, some do black and white charcoal drawings, all kinds of different artists. And there are times when I sit there and at first I'll be looking like, yeah, this is really cool. Like, oh, you know, I can do that, you know, not to take away from what they're doing, but they show that, yeah, you can do that. You know, if you put your mind to it, you can do it. And I'm like, yeah, I have all these skills. I could totally do that. Or I could do my own version of that. I would never want to do exactly what they do because that's their thing. I want to find my own thing. But the idea is that like I could find my own version of that and I could be a fantastic artist. Well, then I keep scrolling and I keep scrolling and I keep scrolling. And then somewhere along the line, I start to get into that. Oh, well, there's this person that's already doing what I want to do. Crap, this has already been done. I'm not going to be original. Well, heck, why am I even going to do this thing? Or the other thing I run into is, dang, these people are so good. Like, I think I'm good. Maybe people tell me I'm good, but I don't think I'm that good. So, gosh, like these people are, they're good. They're already doing it. You know, like I can't live up to that. So I'm not even going to try. I'm going to put the phone down. I'm going to go binge watch another season of The Wire on HBO. That's the one I'm currently into right now. And, you know, just do something other than create. And the problem with that is then you aren't creating. It also makes the problem worse, too, because if you think you aren't good at something, or you think there's room for improvement, which, you know, even these people that are excellent at art or what we think are excellent, there's still room for them. There's always room for improvement. But by not creating, I am not improving. So then that further feeds into that mindset of I'm not good enough that then keeps me from creating. So it's this weird, like horrible, cyclic type of thought process that I'm not going to create because I'm not good, but because I'm not creating, I'm not going to get good. Especially with someone with perfectionism, OCD, anything like that. You know, I'm sitting here thinking that, you know, and that's the thing too about social media is that you really just see the highlights reel of everything people are doing. A lot of times you just see the final finished work. I think that's gotten better with the Instagram reels, and we could go on a whole other tangent about how Instagram and reels and the pros and cons, and it's no longer a picture sharing social media platform. It's for videos and kind of like how that impacts artists. That's a whole other thing. But I think one of the pros of the reels evolution, and especially TikTok and that format as well, is that we can, as artists, we can now see the process behind works. And one reason I'm terrible at social media is because when I'm drawing, I don't like people to see the in-process works because I don't like people to see the ugly phases. I don't even like seeing the ugly phases of my work. You know, it's the ugly phase. I don't want to see it. No one else wants to see it. But maybe they do. I mean, I don't know. But, you know, regardless, it's that ugly phase. And for the most part, there are the, this is how I made this video, or like a how-to, or like a show the process type of video. But a lot of what I see is I do like the posts that are just the finished works. Well, by looking at the finished works, it really kind of puts you in this mindset of everything's perfect. Like everything they do is perfect. Why can't I be that perfect? But you're kind of missing the journey from point A to point Z. And I think that's where, as a perfectionist myself, I do like to see the end, step back and see the end product of my work. I don't like to see the ugly phases, because the ugly phases are where I feel the worst in my creative process. I think a lot of people might be able to, I don't want to assume, but I think some people might be able to relate to this one, is that the ugly phase of the work is where you're most tempted to quit. At least that's where I'm most tempted to quit. The problem with stopping at the ugly phase is then that just wreaks havoc upon creating in the future. That work is never going to get done. You just stop creating. I think maybe there's now a double theme to this podcast aside from, or double message, is that aside from perfectionism, I guess the topic would also be about being creative and not stopping. But yeah, perfectionism in that ugly phase is absolutely terrible. It's awful. It's something that I encourage everyone to work through. I mean, I've gotten better at it, I think. I hope. Okay, I'll admit, noticeably, I have gotten better at it myself. I can see worlds of difference from where I was back, especially in middle school, high school. Saw evolution through college, and now in my professional career, I now just sit here with the screw it mental attitude and just kind of go for it. I think it's a whole process to get from, oh my God, everything has to be perfect, to heck with it. I'm just going to do it. It's going to turn out how it turns out. And I think that it's not a lazy mindset. I think that more carefree, that's probably a little bit better of a word. But I think that whole carefree mindset, the evolution from straight perfectionism to somewhat carefree mindset that is then supplemented by perfectionism, is very beneficial. It's so hard. But that's the thing, is it is so hard to get to. It goes through a lot of struggle, a lot of, I don't want to say mental anguish. That sounds a little, you know, a little dramatic, but sometimes it might feel that way. It's tough. At the end of the day, it's tough. It's kind of like as you go through life, they teach you how to add and subtract in school. They teach you, you know, the history of the United States. But once you get into the real world, you got to learn how to be a human being. And then as an artist or any kind of creative, you got to learn how to be an artist. You got to learn how to be a creative. And that's a whole other thing. Like art school might teach you how to use oil paints, you know, what materials to use. But then it's on you as an artist to figure out your creative process and how you work. Just it's a lot of learning. It's a very personal process. It's not easy. I think people who do art full time, like, God bless them. You know, as soon as you turn something you're passionate about into a full time job, it becomes a full time job. It's a little bit less of a passion and more of a job, because then you're relying on that creativity and that spark for a income so that you can live. That's a whole separate thing. But just that process of being able to go into a studio and work, whether it's for 8 hours a day as a full-time job type thing, or whether it's for, you know, me sitting here for, well, it's going to be a little bit longer than 2 hours now that I've stopped and sat down to talk, versus sitting down to do a quick little 2 hour stint on a project, even if it's just 30 minutes, you know, but that's a lot different. But it's still a process that sometimes perfectionism can really eat away at the joy of. And that's just my two cents. I don't even really know how to round out this episode this bonus episode, because I've started to babble. But yeah, you know, that's just really kind of my thoughts on perfectionism and art and just maybe the world we live in with social media too, if we want to get that deep. I don't know. But yeah, so a very not normal Artrageous episode. Very honestly, super unscripted. I'm terrified to even post this one, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I think at the end of the day, you know, my message to everyone would be, it's okay. It's okay to have a little bit of perfectionism. I encourage everyone that does have that perfectionism gene or that mindset to really push yourself to break out of that. There are ways, but I will admit it does take time. It does suck. Even me sitting here now, I'm still kind of battling it a little bit. It's not easy. It's an ongoing thing. You aren't going to turn into a Jackson Pollock that just slaps paint on a canvas and makes $1 million on one painting overnight. You aren't going to go from super OCD, like I do hyper-realism work, perfectionism, that kind of thing, to a very freeform abstract Jackson Pollock. If you can, please give me your secrets because I want to know. But yeah, I mean, that's just the world we live in. That's part of being a creative. And I encourage conversation about this because I think it's something that isn't talked about enough. Oh, hello, Chip. I'm sorry, you were hearing Chip in the background. But yeah, like I'm not, maybe that's a me thing that I don't hear about it enough because I'm not necessarily at a point in my career where I am actively networking. I think the work from home situation has kind of, you know, hurt that one a little bit, but I don't hear about this as much as I should. Maybe I'm not looking at the correct Instagram or TikTok pages. Maybe not. But yeah, so I think, at the end of the day, this is a very interesting topic that I don't hear about a lot. You know, maybe I know it's not the normal Artrageous episode. It is a little bit of a crazy concept within the design world, so it kind of fits. I don't know. But again, that's why this is a bonus episode, not a full episode. But speaking of full episodes, I will be putting out a normal episode this week. This isn't the episode of the week. This is just a bonus. So, yeah, I hope to see you guys on Thursday or hear you, let you guys hear, not even see you, but let you guys hear whatever story I have cooking up on Thursday. And then, yeah, so thank you everyone for listening. If you've gotten to this point and have gone with my rambling, but yeah, absolutely. So until Thursday, stay Artrageous.
Series music created by Arenson. Music and transition sounds licensed from Motion Array. Artrageous is a proud partner of Stoveleg Media.
Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.